Yeah, I got the blankets and the telescope stuff. You just want to get the thermos and the pillows. Oh, sorry, I forgot. Can you also grab the flashlight? Yeah, it's probably gonna be pretty dark by the time we head back. There should be one in the trunk. I keep one on there for emergencies. Got it? Awesome. I'm so excited for this. I think it's up this path. Just give me a second to think about it. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been up here in a while. But maps did say walk 100 feet north from the parking lot, and the sun just set over there, so. Like, this is north, and. Okay, I'm like 99% sure it's this way, but you can't blame me if we get murdered, okay? Okay, yeah, this is the right path. I remember seeing this tree. You know? Thank you for coming out here with me. It means the world. No, seriously, I know how busy you've been for the year wrapping up, so it really means a lot for you to come out here with me. The view from up here. I totally expected there to be more people. But I guess it means we have the hill mostly to ourselves, right? You want to lay out the blankets and the pillows while I set up the telescope? Huh? Right there is good. Hey, I think it's gonna be a while till Saturn and Jupiter rise, so I guess we can just chill up here and like let our eyes adjust. It's colder than I expected. Oh, even all these blankets aren't helping, I'm still shivering. Can I climb onto your lap? You know, just to share body heat. I'm just really fucking cold. Thank you. How are you always so warm? You're like a living furnace. I know I say this about every space-related thing that ever happens, but this is really special. Oh, it is. We have all these space firsts with SpaceX commercializing space exploration and reusing their payload fairing and, you know, landing their rockets on water and all that, but I don't know, there's just something about these celestial events that's just magical. Why? Do you really want to know, or are you just saying that? Okay, well, alright, so anytime there's an eclipse or planetary alignment or something, it feels like it's the only certainty in the universe. You know how astronomers have this stuff calculated for millions of years into the future? Yeah, no, it's crazy. There's this thing called the Lyapunov timescale that basically tells you when a dynamic system is going to become unpredictable. Something like, I think, 5 million years or so for the solar system. So you can essentially chart out where the planets will be for about 10 million-ish years into the past or future. yeah, we could figure it out for eternity, but there's, you know, asteroids and even the weather on the planets can slightly change their trajectory. Yeah, and eventually all those unpredictable changes build up and it makes it impossible to predict their positions. Sorry, I went full geek right there. But you knew exactly what you were getting into when you asked why. But you get my point, right? Like, even if the planetary alignments aren't certain for eternity, I feel like they're still the closest thing to certainty. That and the fact that I love you. What? I do, and a few asteroids and storms on Jupiter aren't gonna change that. Come here. There's this poem that I came across a few years ago, you know, and I've been thinking about it for the last few days, ever since we planned to come up here. Do you want me to read it to you? Yeah? Okay. Let me just grab my moleskin. I have it written down. Yeah, just shine the light on it. Perfect. Okay, so it's called When the Planets Aligned by R.S. Lovier. When the planets align, I am in orbit around you, suspended by only an astronomical thread of space. Comets bursting into flames by the sound of your name, and the stars dance at the sight of your face. I strum the constellations, singing to you the story of love, so facetious. The man on the moon then becomes the groom, as we spin along the Milky Way's axis. Lost in astronomy, gregariously becoming as one when the planets align. A shooting star passes, leaving a trail of gases, and then it twinkles, as if to give us a sign. God. I know it's corny, but I really love this poem because it reminds me of us. Baby, I'm so fucking in love with you. I know, I'm not always the best at telling you, but sometimes I'm just so overwhelmed by it, and I don't know how to put all those feelings into words. I know you always say my actions are enough, but they're not, and you deserve to know how much you mean to me every single day. God, see what I mean? No matter how I confess my love to you, you just kiss me like that and nothing I say is enough. Nope, you don't get to say you love me more. I'm not letting you have this one today. Okay, fine, you goof. Just stop making those faces at me. And hand me the thermos. I want some cocoa. Hey, look. It's probably dark enough to see the planets now. Okay, get up. Let's go look through a telescope. Get up. Okay, fine. I guess I'll bring the telescope here. Only because I love you, okay? You better warm me up when I get back. Okay, let me just lower the tripod so you don't have to get up, Your Highness. Okay, just gotta position it so I can get it. I get both of them into frame, and... Alright, here, it's perfect. So, a super bright one. Is that one's Jupiter, and... The one above it is Saturn. You see the rings? I know, they're gorgeous. You can see Jupiter's moons too, right? Well, four of them at least. Yeah. Those four moons, they're actually named after Zeus's lovers. The OG fuckboy. Yeah. It couldn't be you though, right? You love me too much? Well, the closest one, it should be like a yellowy orange. That's Io, and it's named after one of Hera's priestesses. I know, it's like, fucked. Dude, you have the whole universe to, you know, decide, and you choose to fuck your wife's priestess? Yeah. It's pretty fucked. But the smallest one is Europa, and that's named after a Phoenician noblewoman who later became the queen of Crete. Yeah, I guess sleeping with the king of the gods has its perks. And the one that looks grayish, kind of like Iron Man, that one's Ganymede. He was a Trojan prince that later became a cupbearer for the gods. Yeah, Zeus was an equal opportunity offender. And the Greeks were, like, totally cool with homosexuality, so. And the last one, that one's Callisto. She was the daughter of an Arcadian king. And then she became Artemis's hunting partner. Oh yeah, you're right. I never thought about it that way, but Artemis was Zeus's daughter, so she basically became BFFs with her dad's hookup. I mean, more power to her. They're beautiful, aren't they? Yeah, it's so amazing to have both of these planets in the same frame. And they're obviously so, so far away, like something like 600 million miles, but I mean, to see them almost align, I don't know, it's just magical. I'm telling you, there's just something about these celestial alignments that they intrigue me. I feel like we have a society that marks the passing of time by this, you know, arbitrary decision, you know, one revolution of the sun around, or sorry, the earth around the sun, and that seems a lot less remarkable than, you know, these alignments. So yeah, I like looking at them, and it's also a time to reflect on passing of time and what I value. And I guess right now I really value you. Okay, do you want to lay down again if you're done looking? Yeah? Just lay down and look up at the stars. Oh look, a shooting star, make a wish. My dad used to bring me up here all the time. Yeah, he's the reason I got super into astronomy. I know, I still can't believe he showed you those pictures of me in my cardboard spacesuit. I swear, y'all bond over my embarrassment. Oh my god, shut up. I'm fully aware of how cringe I was at that point. I'm not gonna apologize for being an astronaut. What kid didn't want to be that at some point? Okay, let's hear it. What did you want to be? That's adorable. Sky. All my problems don't seem so big anymore. No, I know my problems are valid. I guess it's not really like invalidating my problems or, you know, treating them like they're insignificant or anything, but it's more like putting things into perspective. A reminder to stop freaking out about the unimportant things and treasure the important stuff. Yeah. You totally have the moon to thank for me coming to bed at a reasonable time. Especially when things are chaotic at work. Oh yeah, babe, you are so much more important than any of those unreasonable project deadlines my boss throws at me. And I've been thinking, do you wanna go camp out in the middle of nowhere after Christmas? Yeah. It can just be us and nature and the clear night sky for a few days. And I'm getting serious cabin fever from staying home all day. Aren't you? Yeah. And I feel like even though we're physically spending all this time together, it feels like we haven't really talked like this in a while. And I've missed you. Yeah? Okay. I'll find us a campsite when we get back, but let's just lay here for a while before we head back to the car.